Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 2. Developing reader. Beauty and the Beast. A man lived with his three beautiful daughters. Beauty was the youngest daughter. She was good and kind. One day, the man had to go away.
"Would you like me to bring you a present?"
he asked his three daughters.
"Yes, father. Please bring me a necklace,"
said one daughter.
"Yes, father. Please bring me a ring," said another daughter.
"Yes, father. Please bring me a rose,"
said Beauty, his youngest daughter. When the man was away, he saw a castle. Very beautiful roses grew in the castle's garden.
"I have a necklace for one daughter and a ring for another. I will take a rose as a present for Beauty,"
said the man.
"You must not take my roses,"
said a beast.
"Don't hurt me,"
said the man.
"No,"
said the beast.
"I will not hurt you, but you must bring me the first thing you see when you get home."
The man went back home. The first thing he saw was his youngest daughter, Beauty. Beauty was not happy, but she had to go and live with the beast in his castle. The beast was good and kind to Beauty, and she grew to like him. One day, the beast asked her to marry him.
"No,"
said Beauty.
"I like you, but I will not marry you. I don't love you."
One day, Beauty went to see her father. He was very happy to see her again. When Beauty went back to the castle, she saw the beast in the garden. The beast was not well.
"Please get well,"
Beauty said to the beast.
"I do love you."
The beast was now a prince.
"You have broken the spell," the prince said.
Now the spell was broken. The prince again asked Beauty to marry him.
"Yes," said Beauty. "You are good and kind. I do love you, and I will marry you."
How much do you remember about the story of Beauty and the Beast? Answer these questions and find out. How many daughters does the man have? What does Beauty ask her father to bring her? What is the first thing the man sees when he gets home? What happens when Beauty says she loves the Beast? Read it yourself. Beauty and the Beast. Illustrated by Louisa Galstyan. Read by Penelope Rawlins. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 2007-2013-2025. Audio copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2025.